in the backyard. Maybe you just want a little place for grandma to stay out there. Well, pick up the phone and call 288-2691. Ask for Chad Hansen. He's the president and CEO, and this is the guy with all the money. He's got that vault underneath his desk. It's the size of Dot Foods underground. Please don't tell planning and zoning. He didn't get any permits for that. So, but it's there, and it's full of cash. He likes helping people. You go in, you need $200,000 for a new backyard and pool, okay? So you go in, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, you look up, he's no longer at his desk. He disappears. He goes down into the basement, into the vault, and he gets your $200,000. He puts it on a silver platter and brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. It's that easy. I know, I just went through it with him. So it's that easy. Call 288-2691. Make an appointment. Go see Chad. He's the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. Yes, sirree. Also, I want to remind you about Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. And dog training is available. One-on-one or group classes and protection dog training is available. Call 754-3006 today. All right, and in the studio, and my first guest and only guest today is Becky Fossen. She is the president and CEO of the Kingman Area Chamber of Commerce, and guess what? She's been delayed. She's actually going to call in, and she's just finishing a meeting, and then she's going to call us, and we'll have her on the phone here in just a couple minutes. But meanwhile, let's get back to our community calendar for you. Let's see here. There's an indoor cornhole tournament coming up at for the Bullhead City Senior Campus. This is at noon on December the 3rd. Okay, so that's 2 weeks from today, I believe. And that is at the Senior Campus. Questions, call Kim Cool, 763-0193. If you're a senior in Bullhead City, Fort Mojave area, and you don't know Kim Cool, you need to go meet her. You need to go down to the senior center and just say, where's Kim? I want to meet her. Because she has a calendar that is unbelievable of things to do for seniors. And so call her up or go down there and meet her. You can have Meals on Wheels. You can have lunch there every single day. She's got a whole calendar of events of stuff that you can get involved in if you're a senior citizen and you want to. So call her, 928-763-0193. Okay, also, did you want a nice ham for Christmas and you didn't have to cook it? All you got to do is warm it up. Yeah. Well, you can get a honey-baked ham from the Colorado River Historical Society and Museum. All you got to do is call Susanna at 928-234-4807. She's going to order them. She's going to drive to Vegas and pick them up and bring them down for everybody. They'll be available on the day before next Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, from 6 to 8. That's when she gets back here, and you just buzz up to her home and you pick it up. So call her now. Make your reservation. Tell her what, you know, that you want a pie, ham, and give her your credit card, and then she'll order it for you, and they pick it up, and they bring it back. It's a fundraiser for our Colorado River Historical Society in the museum. Call Susanna at 928-234-4807, okay? It's that simple. The Carpenters Holiday Show is coming to the Riverside. That's right. They're here next week. If you've never seen that show, let me tell you, because they didn't make it last year because of COVID, but they're here next week. They're here on Tuesday. They're going to be on my show, and then they're at the Riverside in Don Celebrity Theater starting on the 24th that night all the way through the 28th. So they're there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Check it out. Go see that show. Call the Riverside now and make your reservation, 702-298-2535, and hit extension 616. And I don't think the entertainment people are in there until after lunch. So check that out. All right. Darcy Lynn is coming to the E-Center. I have our tickets. We got my tickets. Yes, we have tickets to go see her next Saturday night at the E-Center at the Edgewater. If you want tickets, call the Edgewater now at 702-298-2453. And they'll take your call, and they'll tell you what tickets are available, and you can enjoy that show. We're looking forward to it, my wife and I. It's going to be our first date since my wife had a little surgery there, so should be fun for us. Colorado River Museum does invite you from 10 o'clock until 3 o'clock tomorrow to see Simon Garcia from the Aha Macabre, and it's going to be performing bird dances at the museum tomorrow in Bullhead City at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Go take your kids down. If you've never seen that, you've never seen a true Indian do a bird dance live in front of them, it's spectacular to watch. So go down to the museum tomorrow. If you have questions, you can call them at 754-3399. 928-754-3399. And don't forget, you got to put 928 in front of everything now. Even if you're just calling next door your neighbors, you got to put 928 in front of their number. If you haven't started doing that, you have to do that. So, the Christmas Boombox Parade is coming on December the 3rd. Yes, if you don't have your application or you want to get involved and you didn't have one, first of all, you can go to our KNTR Speak Out 2.0 Facebook page. It's right on there. You can download it or print it off. Or you can call Jennifer Portwood. She's the chairperson, 928-542-9146. I met all the judges this morning at the Turtle in Bullhead City in front of the Chamber of Commerce. We took our group picture. That should be coming out in a press release in the next couple of weeks. Grace is the publicist. And, of course, she's also now a city council member, but she's the publicist for the Women's Council. So the judges for the Boombox Parade this year, I'll give you a sneak hint. Donald Jackson, who is a city roads employee for Bullhead City. He's also born and raised here, went to school here, graduate from Mojave High School, and he's going to be our judge for the best use of lights for the Boombox Parade. Jesse Sessions, a friend of mine, and we used to get work together at the fire department years ago. She's a teacher at Mojave Accelerated Learning Center. She didn't graduate from here, but she graduates kids every single year because she teaches high school at Mojave Accelerated, and she's going after the most enthusiastic float. Lieutenant Andrew Severiano, he's with the Bullhead City Police Department. He did graduate from River Valley High School, local kid. He's doing the Jan Ward Best Overall Trophy. C.J. Kelly, who is with Findlay Automotive on the Parkway, he's a service mechanic there. He's doing the Best of Boombox, Best Use of Boombox. Who's the loudest? Who's got the best boombox playing during the parade? Tasha Van Horn, she's with Family Care, Home, Health, and Hospice. She is going to be judging the best use of the theme, which is Candyland this year. And Jesse Sessions was telling us this morning in the Key Club at Mojave Accelerated that she oversees. They're doing their float. She was leaving actually to go help them build it. That should be pretty exciting because she was telling us they have a Candyland on the float and everything, you know, so it should be cool. The president of the Colorado River Women's Council, Jennifer Rowan, she is doing the Women's Council choice this year. And Zane Glidhill Rabin, the Young Wonder Youth of the Year, he's a student at Mojave Accelerated High School. And he's doing the youth choice. So those are the judges this year for the Boombox Parade. I hope you're filling out your application. You're going to be involved. If you're not, go watch it. Take the kids down and watch it because lots of people walk along. First of all, you can't throw candy anymore because we don't want kids running in the street during the parade. So they walk along real close and then they just toss it down in front of their feet, you know, on the curb. And plus, you can see all the cool floats and hear the music. And it's the official kickoff for Christmas. And then, of course, the next day is Shop with a Cop in Bullhead City. And, boy, it's Christmas is underway at that point in time. There is a poker run. The Kiwanis Club of Bullhead City, the Noon Kiwanis Club, is doing a poker run on Saturday the 4th. Derek Voss is in charge of that. You want to get involved, call Derek at 928-277-3698. And then Tanya Tucker is in the E-Center on the 4th also. And that's at 8 o'clock. Call the Edgewater, 702-298-2453. Okay? All right, let's take another break. And hopefully when we come back, we'll have Becky on the phone. And she's out of her meeting. And we can chit-chat. All right? Stick around.
Last night I said these words to my girl.
Spot-on Transact Payment Processing delivers robust software programs to manage and grow your business. Websites, payroll, loyalty, appointments, online ordering, review management, gift cards, and, of course, point-of-sale systems that deliver best-in-class solutions, including a DoorDash delivery integration that charges no commissions to the restaurant. Whether you sell at a swap meet, run a retail store, or operate a restaurant, let me show you the benefits of partnering with Spot-on. Call me today. I'm Thane O'Brien, 928-706-2784, or T.O. O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Are you a local business who would like to be a part of the Co-op member savings community? Hi, I'm Regina with Mojave Electric. The Co-op Connections card saves members on everything from prescriptions to dining and much more. If you're a local business who enjoys helping their neighbors save, sign up today to be a part of the Co-op Connections card community. For more information, call 928-763-1100 or visit our member services office at 928 Hancock Road in Bullhead City.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
The world is treating me bad, misery.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. We're here every Monday through Friday. Except next week, we're only here 2 days. Yeah, Monday and Tuesday, and then we're going to take off for Thanksgiving. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners, and you're going to find they're tasty, they're filling, and they're good for you. Plus, nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions starting at $8. That's where you go in and you get your own meal that you want. You put it on a little menu. They go back and make it up for you, and you take it to work for lunch. You know, or you can pick them up for 2 or 3 days if you want. You don't have to go through no drive-thru. And they start at $8. Check out their entire menu at ProFitKitchen.com. Spell it right, KITCHIN.com. If you can cook, go in and see Eric. He'd love to talk to you. He opens every day at 7, except on the weekends at 9. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis. But when's the last time you thought about that transmission? Yeah, you got to do that. It has oil in it too, you know, and it does need to be changed. So think about taking your vehicle to ATCO, starting at $99 for most vehicles. That's pretty inexpensive. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, call 444-1244 or stop by. They're on the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Spot On. Processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to set you up and do all the processing for you. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. You can go month to month. That's available, and funding is available the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, Needles, Kingman, Needles, Laughlin, and Henderson. Yes, call 928-706-2784. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you sometimes think, maybe I'm paying too much for my insurance, or maybe I can get a better deal, or maybe I should bundle something? Well, go in and talk to the professionals, Greg and Stephanie at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Bullhead, right there on Highway 95. They can look at your life insurance, your auto insurance, your home insurance, your commercial insurance. Maybe you have a farm or a ranch. They can look at all those policies and see if they can put them together for you and save you some money. Call Farm Bureau Financial Services at 763-928-763-8464. Insurance questions are absolutely free. Okay, very good. All right, we're waiting for Becky, and she has not called in yet. So she texted me and said she'd just be a few minutes, and a few minutes is different in her time zone than mine, apparently. So what do we want to do here? Let's tell you just a couple other things that are happening around our area. You can kind of, you know, jot these down. Have you ever seen the Nutcracker Ballet? Boy, I'll tell you, if you haven't taken kids or grandkids to go see it, it's at the Riverside on Thursday, December the 9th, and it's 8 o'clock Nevada time, and which is, of course, 10 o'clock over there in Arizona, but most kids don't go to school the next day anyways. And call the Riverside for tickets, 702-298-2535. And remember, entertainment people, they come in, I think, around 2 in the afternoon or so. Also coming up, Walter the Orphan Burrow will be at the Bullhead City Museum on the 18th of December. And that's from noon to 2. You can call the museum at 754-3399. Paint with watercolors if you're a senior citizen and you want to try it out. You know, maybe it's your first time. That's okay. But you can do it at the senior campus in Bullhead City, 9 a.m. on the 28th. And just call Kim Cool, 763-0131. And the Bullhead City Laughlin Senior Games are coming in January, the 16th to the 23rd. They have pickleball, swimming, horseshoes, softball, table tennis, 5K. Oh, that's a 5K power walk. I'm going to do that, I think. I did that yesterday over at the dam here. Yeah. And they also have track and field. To get involved, you call 928-763-9400. That's Bullhead City. And the extension is 8294. Slab-O-Rama! It's coming back in January of this year. The Rotary Club of Bullhead City, they put it on every year. It's Friday the 14th and Saturday the 15th at Rotary Park. And we're going to have the chairperson for that in here the first week of January. So she'll tell us all about it. And again, I want to remind you there's also a resource fair for the veterans on the 28th in January, Friday the 28th. That's in Kingwin. That'll be at the fairgrounds. More information, call Jennifer Birch, 928-987-5830. And Jennifer can answer any questions you might have about that. And she'll take care of you. It's that simple. What else is going on? I can tell you one more thing about sports. On Monday night, the New York Giants take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that's on our station at 5:30, 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live, which frequency you get best in those areas. There is a remote today on our stations, and that remote is going to be at 10225 Harbor in Bullhead City, but I believe that's it's Bullhead City Vape. It's really close to Needles, and it kicks off at 3 o'clock our time today, and it's on KJJJ, our sister station, and I believe we have Becky on the phone, right?
Yes, we do.
Yay!
Oh, my goodness.
Becky, my first question was, how was your mixer last night?
It was really good. Yeah, we had it out at Hooch's, had it out on the back patio outside. It was very nice, and they had great food and some music going on, and we had a really nice turnout. So very nice evening, yeah.
Good deal, good deal.
Yeah.
So when's your next mixer?
Next mixer will be on December the 16th, and that's going to be out at High Desert Hyundai, formerly known as Martin Swanee Hyundai, but yeah, Donnie has bought the place and changed the name.
Yeah, good deal. So that's a 5:30 on the 16th.
5:30 on the 16th. Yep, and that will be our Christmas mixer.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah, that'll be a special one.
Yeah.
And then morning mixers, we don't have any for the rest of the year because they fall right on holidays. So.
Well, not to mention the fact it's pretty cold in the mornings.
True.
In Kingman,
true. And dark, and I don't like dark.
Yeah.
Or cold.
Yeah. All right. We got to take a break, so give us a little bit of information for 1 minute or so, and then we'll take a quick break.
All right. A minute's worth of information. Dark, cold, no sunrise mixers. Well, when we come back, I will talk about new members. We've got Shop Local coming up, some other great things that we've got going on. So,
okay.
We'll have lots to talk about when we come back around.
All right, let us take a break. We're going to come right back with Becky all the way up until 1 o'clock. Stick around.
I've been told when a fortune's again.
Thank you for listening to Speak Out 2.0. Our phone line, if you want to call and ask our guest a question, is 702-298-1063. Once again, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this break.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Are you in the process of relocating to Southern Nevada? Well, consult the people who know the market like the back of their hand. This is Kevin Barbarita, and as a local for over 35 years, not only do I know this area, I know the people, the community, and the buying opportunities before anyone else. I've sold thousands of homes and have received many awards. I can attest that Barbarita Realty Consultants can and will make your buying experience an easy one. Call me, let's talk, 702-420-9321.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Playing around with electricity is never recommended. Calling a professional is. Walker Service Electric has served Mojave County for 27 years. Minor home repairs, replacements, add-on, remodel, or upgrades. Walker Service Electric handles everything commercial and industrial, from the ground up and maintenance contracts, 24/7. The Walker team is all about customer service and quality work at a fair price. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Yeah, you heard Matt in here yesterday talking about Barron's. Give him a call, 754-758-5499. And don't forget, Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Barron Services. Yes, experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. Experts in repairs, installations, and monitoring. Experts in pools, complete design and complete installation. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your family and your children. And they treat, they don't spray, they treat, so you don't ever get bugs in your house. Call 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solution. Yes, if it's not comfortable in your home or office, well, you need to call them. Everybody does in Kingman, Bullhead, and California. They call one number, 928-758-2400. They come out twice a year and service your equipment. You get your car serviced. Why would you not service your heating and air conditioning system twice a year? You know, make sure it's ready for the season. Now, in Bullhead City right now, we haven't turned on the heaters yet, but you're going too soon, so you better call them and say, just come service it and make sure it's okay. Make sure it's ready for the whole winter. I don't want it taking a bath on me in January, so, you know, call them up. 928-758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize, and you heard Kristen earlier in the week talking, they test everybody in the building for COVID twice a week, every week. They want it safe. They got to do it. So their services at Legacy also include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who might need those services, call 928-758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. Barbarita Realty Consultants, Kevin Barbarita himself, is over 35 years in real estate in Bullhead City and in Laughlin. Yes, first-time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come right on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, not a problem. Property management, senior communities, short sales, and timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants, call 702-420-9321. And then we got Becky back on the phone. Social distancing, you know, you still got to do that a little bit from downtown Kingman. What else is on your schedule today, Becky?
Oh, my goodness. Today, actually, I'm pretty clear. We thought we were going to have a ribbon cutting, but that didn't happen.
Oh.
I do have a whole bunch of new members to talk to you about.
Oh, good. Tell me, who are they?
All right. So we have Angel's Breath, CPR, and First Aid. And she actually came to her first mixer last night. So
cool.
That was nice to see her. Yeah. Copper Canyon Communications. He actually has a couple of other businesses here in Kingman and joined in with that one. So Brian Beckerly and Lee Latimer. And then Got Inked, Get Inked Tattoo. So they have joined. Heart to Heart Therapy. Home Depot's rejoined.
Good.
We have NFP Property Casualty. Jerry Sanchez Sr. is an individual member. And then Ugly Tire Service. So we've got all of them. We have AFLAC, the Gallery 66, and Art Supplies. So looking forward to having a mixer and ribbon cutting there, checking out all the fun stuff they have.
Good.
Yeah. The Kingman Dental Group. Let's see. Mile Markers. Project Movement. That's another kind of cool one.
Yeah.
Get to find out. They do the, you know, with those ropes and the kind of acrobatic Cirque du Soleil looking workout thing. So
good.
I doubt I'm going to try that, but it'll be fun to watch.
And then don't you have a Veterans Day? Or you guess you already did the Veterans Day parade, didn't you?
We did the Veterans Day parade was
last Saturday. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
How was that?
And they had a pretty good turnout with that. Yeah, cool. It was very nice. And then Cindy and I also went to the very first ever, for us anyway, the Marine Corps Ball.
Ah.
We went to that, and they did a really nice job, real nice presentation, and they had a table set up for the 12 guys that we lost in Kabul, and just did a very, very nice presentation, very, very nice evening.
Good.
That our Marines put on here. Yeah.
Good.
So that was nice. And then, good prime rib by Luigi, and so very nice evening.
And I think they have a Young Marines group up there also.
They do, and they keep those kids pretty active.
Yeah.
They had four of them that did the color guard there, and a couple of them are headed off this year. They've been in the Young Marines for a few years, and they're headed off to some branch of the service. I think some of them were still kind of figuring out exactly where they were going, but yeah, they're going to lose a couple of them this year to actual service.
Good
so.
Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if anyone's interested in Young Marines, you call Terry Flanagan at 928-279-5807.
Boy, you even know his number, huh?
I've been in Arizona for 41 years. I've known Terry for all 41 of those years. So he's really dedicated to the Marines and to the young Marines and that whole program up there in Kingman. So if anyone, then they're also trying to get started in Bullhead City. So if you know some young people that might want to get involved, call Terry Flanagan, 928-279-5807.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Do we have any new businesses that have come to Kingman recently?
We've still got a couple that are under construction, I think, that we've talked about in the past. I don't know of anything new outside of those. We have the Take 5 oil change place coming in. We have a dental group coming in. They're still building that building. And then Horizon Community Bank, not new, but new building. That's going up. I know there's some stuff going on out at the airport. They haven't actually released what it is yet, but I do know that they've made some sales out there and are working on some stuff. And then Tammy Ersenbach also keeps saying that she's very close to making a big announcement.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. Yeah, they keep us in the dark. You know, it's the hairdressers that know what's going on.
Well, you know, and Tammy and all these people that work in economic development, they're kind of sworn to secrecy when they're talking with these companies and whatnot, because the companies, you know, they don't want the word out until they're ready to announce it. And so they like, you know, have handcuffs on all the economic people in Mojave County that do that, and Toby Cotter's channels most of ours in Bullhead, but they keep them under handcuffs, and then they say, okay, now you can tell people we bought the lot on 3rd and Main or something, you know, and we're going to build this building and do this, but then that's when the excitement starts, because you start seeing the building going up and you go, oh, look at that, that's where that new place is going to be. And
they like
to keep the word quiet until it's time. And the downside of that is when you start working in economic development, you got to be able to keep a secret.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, and sometimes, too, when the companies very first come in and just start looking for a property or a building or something like that, they don't even tell the economic development people sometimes what. You know, they're with a holding company or, you know, a mother company that, you know, they don't just say, oh, it's, you know, Olive Garden or whatever. It's the company that owns them, and you don't even know until it's a little further down the line.
Yeah. Now, see, you just mentioned Olive Garden. So four listeners, all they heard was Olive Garden, and they're going to tell their friend, Becky from the Kingman Chamber said Olive Garden's coming. That's not what she said. She was just using it as an example.
Using that as an example, right? Nope.
Yeah.
As far as I know, there's no talk of that.
No.
But
nowhere.
That's one that
nowhere in Mojave County, actually.
Thrown around. Yeah.
Everybody wants one, but, you know, they have their demographics that they like to see in a community, and I don't think we quite meet those yet in Mojave County. So,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and there's a lot of that, too, that, like I said, all the demographics and things that, and Kingman especially, you know, a lot of our population isn't in the city limits.
Right, they're all spread out, yeah.
You know, they have to actually really look at the whole area and the people that travel through here, I always think is a lot of data that's just missed.
You gotta watch the numbers of traffic on I-40 because many of them stop right there in Kingman, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. They're traveling through to, you know, Vegas to the Grand Canyon.
Wherever. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you met Sam Hewitt yet?
Traffic.
Have you met Sam Hewitt, the new manager of the golf course?
I have not.
Yeah.
No.
The city has hired him for Sherbert Cliffs Golf Course, and he's taken over up there. Yeah.
Yeah, I have heard, but no, I have not had an opportunity to meet him yet.
Okay.
So I will have to do that. Yeah, I've had, well, family here in town and and other things going on. I feel like I've just been running, running, running.
Yeah, you and all, every chamber director across the nation, they're all doing that.
Right.
Yeah. I think the first thing you do when you become a chamber director is buy new tennis shoes.
No kidding. Yeah. And new tires.
Yeah, new tires, yeah. So do you have a chamber board elections coming up at all?
Not until June.
Oh, okay.
But it is about time to start thinking about nominating committee type things. I think that's on next in January's agenda to start looking. So, yeah, if there are members out there that might be interested in being board members, yeah, please let us know, because we will be going on that hunt here pretty soon. And I think we do have a couple of them going off the board this year, so we'll have a couple of vacancies there.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, we're always looking for ambassadors.
Right.
You know, that is a huge need. We are getting ready to start our Mardi Gras, which will be on February 19th. So we'll start doing the soliciting for fundraising, you know, getting raffle items and sponsorships and things like that. So we always need people to help us with that and just working it that night, helping with the decorating and the planning and all of those things. So, yeah.
It's neat to be looking at the calendar down the road and going, oh, we got a big event coming up in February, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. We're getting back to those things are really going to happen again.
Yes, finally.
Yes.
So when do your ambassadors meet if people wanted to maybe go sit in a meeting and check it out?
They meet on the third Wednesday of every month, and it's here at the new Beale Street Center downtown. So 5:30, third Wednesday of every month, we are here.
Okay.
And then, yeah, just that's the people that do the ribbon cuttings and the mixers and the fundraisers, and that's the fun part of being in the chamber. So.
Yeah, it is. It is. I've been a chamber ambassador for almost 10 years now, so
it's a lot of
enjoyment there.
Yes.
And you have your Shop Small Business Saturday coming up a week from tomorrow?
We do, yep. We will be here. Doors will be locked on Friday. We will be closed, but we will be getting ready for, Shop Local, Shop Small Saturday on the 27th. So we will have the doors open, and we're going to have holiday photos in here. Beamish Media, one of our members, is going to be taking holiday photos, and we're going to have some of the instructors that do the different classes through community and corporate ed with the college. They'll be here talking about some of the stuff that they offer. And then we're also, if you're a chamber member and want to showcase your business, you can have a table kind of sort of like a mega mixer, so people can come in and be open here with us, especially if you're not a downtown business and you've got stuff to promote. Just give us a call or send us an email, and we can get a table reserved for you. We'll be here from 10 to 4 on Saturday the 27th.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, and I think every community wants to remind everyone that Saturday, a week from tomorrow, is a time to go out and shop local. Even if you just go to a hot dog stand that you haven't been to for a long time, or a burger stand, or you know, a ma-pa business of some kind, and support them and let them know that you still appreciate them in your communities.
Yeah, check out something that you haven't been to before, you know, some little place that I've always wanted to go there, you know, go check it out, because chances are you're going to find something pretty cool and something a little bit unique, not something everybody can order off of Amazon.
Right.
You know, and
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have to do everything off of Amazon, you know. And if you have questions not knowing what business to go to, you can always call the chamber at 753-6253. And in Bullhead and Kingman and Havasu, call the chambers too, because they also want to participate in Shop Small Saturday. Let us take a break. Becky, we're going to come back and chat with you for a little bit more right after this.
There is a place.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafara with East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ACCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Are you thinking, what are we doing for Thanksgiving? Worry no more. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City is fixing your homemade Thanksgiving dinner. A custom, made-from-scratch traditional meal, made fresh only Thanksgiving Day. Turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green beans, yams, dinner roll, cranberry sauce, and a slice of pie. All for $15.99. Kids, $6.99. Only at Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. Only in Bullhead City and only on Thanksgiving Day. Leave the cooking to Rick.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Family and friendship gatherings are the main formula for Thanksgiving feasts. Once you plan and have your menu set, it's time for decor. Lady Di's Florist is ready to take your Thanksgiving orders for wreaths, centerpieces, floral arrangements, home decorations, and thank you gifts. You can see design ideas online at LadyDi'sFlorist.com or call directly. Tell them what you're looking for, 928-855-2161. Hey, better yet, stop by downtown Lake Havasu. Lady Di's Florist.
One of the Beatles' first hits in the United States, Twist and Shout. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Do you have your co-op connection card? You run around town, you save money at all the Barron services. Hayes Chiropractic, IHOP. You can save money at River Rock Promoting Printing. You can save money at Valley View Home Health. Yeah, just, I mean, you know, only if you like to. Riverside Bowling Alley, you save money. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick your co-op connection card up now or call 928-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Mall, we got four great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, and vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, a medical clinic, a dollar store, a pet salon, and a nail salon. And don't forget, no, the rumors are not true. They're not tearing it down, and it's not for sale. Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker has electricians waking up at every city in Mojave County every day ready to go to work. Take care of your electrical issues at your home or your business, new construction, possibly highline power. Okay, whatever you need, they can take care of it. So write the number down or put it in your cell phone. Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. East West Financial Services, you heard Jack in here yesterday. Several plans available. Call him up and talk to him. Let it find out what you want out of your retirement and what he can do for you to make it happen. 928-888-9828. He specializes in retirement planning, estate protection, all that stuff. Call him up. Talk to him. It's that simple. All right, back in the studio and back on the phone. And we have Becky in here for about five more minutes. And a couple things to talk about here. You're working on some grants for the businesses?
Yeah, so we still have a little bit of money left with our micro grants. It was money that was COVID dollars, you know, through the CARES Act that was passed down through the governor's office. We've used a lot of that in partnership with the city of Kingman for the facade grants, where the city's able to give out up to $10,000. They'll do a 90%, so they give $9,000, and then we're able to do up to $1,000, so we can work together and pay for those facades up to $10,000, or they can use it for equipment or upgrading things, utility bills, stuff like that, if they've gotten behind through COVID. So it does have to be a business that's been in business and struggled through COVID. So
right.
A lot of it has gone out to restaurants, a couple of dental offices, it's gone out to them.
Okay.
And we're also able to fund memberships.
Oh, good.
To help people out. So, yeah. So that the form is out on our website, or they can stop here at the chamber and pick one up. But, yeah, we've got through the end of the year, and then we won't be able to do that anymore. But, yeah, we've been real happy to be able to help people out with that.
Okay. And you're working on some videos?
We are working on videos, partnering with the Bee and going out and doing some. We're doing kind of a three-part thing with these videos. Some of them, we're going into businesses, showcasing the business, but they're going to go on the economic development website for bringing businesses into town. They're going to go into the schools and show kids what careers and, you know, pathways are here available locally. And then also promoting the business just out to the basic community. So it's
fantastic.
A pretty cool thing. And we've partnered with Arizona at Work and both the city and county economic development and WAVE CTED to do those. So
that's
been a really fun project. And again, part of my favorite part of the job is going out and meeting the people and learning what they do and checking things out. So. That's been a lot of fun. We're doing that through our workforce development group.
Good, good. And they're in your building too, right? You're all in the same building?
Well, small business development,
Okay.
They're here with us.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right, and wrap it up with your directory that you're putting together?
All right, yep. We're doing the final bit on the directories, wrapping up our map sales. And one thing I wanted to mention real quick is our young professionals group. They're getting together on November 27th to help walk some animals over at the animal shelter. And then on December 1st, they're getting together to do cookie decorating down at 66 Marketplace. And you can check them out on Facebook. Just look up Kingman Young Professionals, and they've got a whole list of things that they're getting together to do. So great way to meet people if you're new to the community.
Oh, good. Okay. Becky, thank you so much. A lot going on. Give your phone number one more time for everybody.
928-753-6253.
All right, Becky, take care, and we'll talk to you next month.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. All right, that's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Monday, we got Sheriff Doug Schuster sitting in the studio here with me. And in Lake Havasu, Buster Johnson will sit in the studio with Paul LaVoy. He's the chairman of the Board of Supervisors. Everybody have a great weekend. Be safe out there, whatever you're doing, and come back and join us on Monday.
Voice of the Free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.